一，录音中有五个句子，听句子两遍后，从每小题 A、B、C 中选出能对句子做出适当反应的答语。
One, could you please take out the trash? Could you please take out the trash?
Two, excuse me, could you tell me the way to Dongying Zoo? Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Dongying Zoo?
Three, tomorrow is Teacher's Day. Let's make a card for our teacher. Tomorrow is Teacher's Day. Let's make a card for our teacher.
Four, the summer holiday is coming. We'll go to Hainan on vacation.The summer holiday is coming. We'll go to Hainan on vacation.
Five. My father is a doctor. What about Tom's? My father is a doctor. What about Tom's?
二，录音中有五组对话，听对话两遍后，从每小题 A、B、C 中。选出能回答所给问题的正确答案。
Six. Do you enjoy playing volleyball or baseball?
Neither. I prefer playing football.
Do you enjoy playing volleyball or baseball?
Neither. I prefer playing football. Seven. Give me two pairs of socks. And how much are they?
$6 each.
Give me two pairs of socks, and how much are they?
$6 each. 8. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Susan. What time is the meeting this afternoon?
It's at 8:30.
Oh, really? It's in 5 minutes. Let's go.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Susan. What time is the meeting this afternoon?
It's at 8:30.
Oh, really? It's in 5 minutes. Let's go.
9. Delicious. The chicken is good.
Would you like me to order more food?
Oh, I want some dumplings, please.
Okay.
Delicious. The chicken is good.
Would you like me to order more food?
Oh, I want some dumplings, please.
Okay.
10. Li Ping, did you watch the talent show last night?
No, I didn't. I went to visit my grandmother.
What a pity. It was very wonderful. At last, a thin man won the first prize.Li Ping, did you watch the talent show last night?
No, I didn't. I went to visit my grandmother.
What a pity. It was very wonderful. At last, a thin man won the first prize.
三，录音中有一段对话，听对话两遍后，从每小题 A、B、C 中选出能回答所给问题的正确答案。
Hi, Xiaoming. Today is March 5th. Liao Ying's birthday is in 2 days. What shall we buy for her birthday?
Oh, Lily, does she like flowers? We can buy her a flower.
No, she has many flowers.
How about a hairband?
Oh, she got her hair cut yesterday. She used to have long hair, but she likes short hair, so I think she doesn't like a hairband.
Well, I remember she likes watching The Reader.Why not buy 2 magazines for her?
Good idea. She reads books every day. Where will we buy them? Dongying Xiaohua Bookstore or Xiaobaoshi Bookstore?
I think Dongying Xiaohua Bookstore is better.
I agree with you. When will we go there?
How about 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Okay, see you then. By the way, Dongying Xiaohua Bookstore isn't far.Let's go there by bicycle.
Certainly.
Hi, Xiaoming. Today is March 5th. Liao Ying's birthday is in 2 days. What shall we buy for her birthday?
Oh, Lily, does she like flowers? We can buy her a flower.
No, she has many flowers.
How about a hairband?
Oh, she got her hair cut yesterday. She used to have long hair, but she likes short hair, so I think she doesn't like a hairband.
Well, I remember she likes watching The Reader. Why not buy 2 magazines for her?
Good idea. She reads books every day. Where will we buy them? Dongyi Xiaohua Bookstore or Xiaobaoshi Bookstore?
I think Dongyi Xiaohua Bookstore is better.
I agree with you. When will we go there?
How about 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Okay, see you then. By the way, Dongyi Xiaohua Bookstore isn't far. Let's go there by bicycle.
Certainly.
4.录音中有一篇短文，听录音两遍后，根据所听到的内容完成下面的表格，每空不多于3个词。
Hello everyone, I'm a student from Dongyi Experimental Middle School. The new term is coming. However, do you know the first morning of the school year is very important? I am glad to tell you some good tips. These tips will help you and your children have a good start. First, get up early. On the first day back to school, start 15 minutes earlier is necessary. Then you and your children can have enough time to get things ready. Second, get everything done before going to bed, such as choosing clothes, doing homework, collecting books and other things. Help your children if they need. Third, don't have breakfast in a hurry. Ask kids what they want to eat for breakfast the night before and plan out breakfast ideas. A simple breakfast is enough. Hello everyone, I'm a student from Dongyi Experimental Middle School. The new term is coming. However, do you know the first morning of the school year is very important? I am glad to tell you some good tips. These tips will help you and your children have a good start. First, get up early. On the first day back to school, start 15 minutes earlier is necessary. Then you and your children can have enough time to get things ready. Second, get everything done before going to bed, such as choosing clothes, doing homework, collecting books and other things. Help your children if they need. Third, don't have breakfast in a hurry. Ask kids what they want to eat for breakfast the night before and plan out breakfast ideas. A simple breakfast is enough.